we took a look at it, and in assessing what was on the videos, there are a couple problems. One is that we can't put a time frame on them. And if they didn't happen within the statute of limitations, which for misdemeanors is 3 years, if it didn't happen within that time frame, there's nothing we can do. It's not prosecutable. And second, if it's not specific enough that we can identify who did something, where they did it, we don't even know where to start an investigation. So we looked at this. We didn't seek to shame anyone, but it is when we do an investigation, that is, after we close it, it is a public record, and therefore, when members of the media wanted to see the results of the investigation, they were able to get their hands on that. And so it becomes a story, but we certainly weren't out to seek to shame anyone. We did take it seriously and looked at this to see whether there was something we could pursue, and just concluded there's not anything that presented itself as a viable investigatory lead.